It's time for Your Morning Brew. Grab a cup of Joe and get caught up on everything you need to know. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
Nuggets eliminate the LA Lakers in Game 5 last night at the SAC, 108-106. Jamal Murray, all he does is hit game winners. The game winner with just a couple seconds left. The Lakers threw up a last-second heave. No good. Nuggets win. They win the series in 5 games. And Jamal Murray, 32 points, 28 shots. Forget about the calf. He probably had to ice his elbow after the game last night. But it was in question whether or not Jamal Murray would even play last night.
I felt like I could. And they just didn't want me to risk it. They told me no. And I didn't say no.
So, as somebody who I know played through a lot of pain and a lot of injuries, how does that go? Ultimately, does it, especially in the big games, I get it, maybe a regular season game. Sorry, Jamal, you're not playing. We're overruling you. But typically in a playoff game like that, is it left to the player? Yeah, the coach, the staff, the training staff will put their 2 cents in, their recommendation. But ultimately, if the player says, I'm going, does he go?
I mean, it depends on the injury. You had a calf strain.
You just said that dripping with a little bit of condescension right there.
Well, it's a calf strain. I mean,
yes, but you're playing basketball with it. You're running up and down the court. You're jumping. You're elevating. You're not playing guard.
Yeah, you are playing guard in the NBA. Well, it's a lot less physical.
You know what I mean?
It's a lot less physical. You're not pushing
different
on
guard.
People. Yeah, it's calf strain. Yeah, listen, man. Toughness, you know. Yeah, they're worried about further risk of injury. You know, what are the odds? All that kind of stuff. But you play the odds. Hey, listen, adrenaline takes over. You play. You've got however many days now. You got till Saturday to treat it, right? So you got a bunch of days to treat it. You'll be all right. Yeah, no. I mean, he's a player. He wants to play. And it's not one of those, this could risk your future type of thing. It's not a Gabe Landeskog thing.
Right. Mark Schlereth. It was a calf strain. Just dripping with...
Well, it was. It was a calf.
It was a calf strain. Michael Malone, though, very, very thankful to have Jamal Murray in those big moments.
Let the best two-man game in the business play their game and get to their spots. And for Jamal to add to his playoff lore by having two game winners in a series is just incredible.
Boy, you saw how tight, how well coached, how disciplined, how the continuity for the Nuggets is really set with that starting five. Because when Jamal had the ball and is bringing it up, did you just notice how everybody just immediately went to their spots, basically ran to their spots, got set, paused, and then let's go. And then it became the two-man game of Jokic and Jamal. No timeout. You know, most coaches in that situation, they call the timeout. You know, they start furiously, you know, scribbling on their grease board. Mike Malone has the luxury of just saying, you guys know what to do.
Right.
Go do it. I'm not going to get in your way.
So, yeah, I mean, that's the beauty of coaching players like that you know you can trust and you know they know what they're trying to accomplish. And it's not like you haven't gone through it a million times. You have, but yeah, when you call that timeout, you allow the Lakers to sit there and kind of, you know, game plan you. In the NFL, it's down on the goal line when the defense lets you line up and then calls a Polaroid timeout so they can see exactly what you're in. You know, and then do you come out in the same stuff? Do you change the play? Do you get out of something you like to do something else? Just let's play. Don't give them a chance to think about it. Let's just go play.
Next on the Morning Brew, Avalanche and Jets, Game 5 coming up tonight. I was called out by a Az fan on the RamosLaw.com text line for saying that Arturi Lehkonen and Val Nichushkin are the top two as forwards ahead of Nathan MacKinnon and Mikko Rantanen. And Texter said, well, what about Casey Mittelstadt? He's been even better than MacKinnon, and it hasn't even been close. All right, I'll throw that out there. You know, as Casey Mittelstadt has been really good.
Yeah,
I mean, please don't mistake me, but it's still Nathan MacKinnon. I mean, Nathan MacKinnon is still the, you know, oh boy, you know, guy out there. That you're game planning for Nathan MacKinnon in a way that you're not game planning, all due respect, for Casey Mittelstadt. And so I would still rank the forwards Lehkonen and Nichushkin 1-2.
Mm-hmm.
Then MacKinnon, and then how about MacKinnon 3 and Mittelstadt 3A? Would that be okay, Zach Bye?
Can you do that?
Can I do that? 3A?
Yeah, I'm with you. Like, hey, Mittelstadt's been great, but you're talking about Nathan MacKinnon. There is a game plan. He is that war daddy guy that when you line up, there is a, you're saying, hey, man, we're not going to stop him completely, but let's try to eliminate some shots. Let's try to, you know, put a body on him. Let's try. Like, that's who you're dealing with, right? So, yeah, Mittelstadt's been great, though. They've all, I mean, their forwards have all been, what they've done, the onslaught that they put on, meaning that game they lost, they scored 6. So the onslaught they've put on has been, it's been a clinic. It's been incredible.
Yeah, they lead the playoffs in scoring, and what makes it even more impressive, they're doing it against a team that they struggled against. During the regular season, 0-3, Gain outscored 17-4. A Winnipeg team that was number one in the NHL in fewest goals allowed. They got the goaltender in Connor Hellebuck that's going to win the Vezina Trophy. And so they're just tearing them apart. Tearing them apart. Next on the Morning Brew. Oh, man. Throw out the records, please, when the Miami Marlins and Colorado Rockies get together, will later today. In South Beach, the combined records for these two teams. You want to take a crack at this? The Marlins and Rockies.
I'm going to say Rockies have won 7. Marlins have probably won 6. So they got 13 wins between them.
They do 13-45.
Not bad.
And by the way, the Rockies continue to. We got our own history-making streak that we need to follow with the Rockies. As the Rockies now are the first team since 1910 to trail at one point during their first 28 games of the season.
So they've trailed.
At least at one point.
In every game.
In every game.
They are mad. They have heard it. They are sick about it. How's
You gotta get angry. You gotta get mean.
How's Iron Man doing? And by the way, whatever came of Kyle Freeland's shoulder injury?
I don't know.
Is he? Where's he at?
He's tired.
By the way, the Rockies trailing in all 28 games to start the season. First time since 1910, and only the second time in the history of baseball. So, hey, ladies and gentlemen, your 2024 Rockies.
Setting records,
making history. That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30.